Beer On Show number 6.
I like beer. Beer on.
Holy shit.
I'm a for-profit person.
Ooh, shiny.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. This is gonna be fun, people. This is gonna be a train wreck.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Beer On Show number 6. Can't believe it, number 6. And I have a special guest in here with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Zaida.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be here.
And we're happy to have you here.
This is just so different. Like, I've never done anything like this before.
Well, we are all pretty different. So, yeah. What do you want to talk about today?
I told you you could ask me anything you want, because we all know I have some stories.
Well, why don't you tell a story?
You gotta
pick
lead me
a story,
in a direction.
My dear. Pick us any story that you want.
I have to be led.
You have to be led. What kind
of... Not to the bedroom, just to the show.
Oh.
I can lead my own way.
Oh,
really? In fact, I make you follow.
Ooh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Why don't you expand upon that, my dear?
The bedroom?
Sure.
Well, one thing, I don't know why shows are just saying this now, but when you figure out what a woman likes, give it to her for as long as she wants, and that makes her happy.
Mm.
For us, the whole other part of it, the part that makes y'all happy, is just, oh yeah, that's icing on the cake. It's the foreplay.
Mm.
It's all about foreplay.
Oh, really?
That could go on forever.
It sure can.
But, it's
weird. But if it goes on forever, certain things might not.
Viagra.
It's not about Viagra. I don't even know what Viagra is.
Well, then maybe you should study tantric sex.
Ooh.
I've never done it. Tantrically.
Tantrically, eh?
They have books on it.
Mm.
They can make a man go all night long.
Oh, really?
I had a girlfriend.
Ooh,
this is
really?
A side note. Well, not I had a girlfriend, but I had a girl that was my friend.
Oh, okay. Why is that, that ladies call their female friends girlfriends? Guys don't say, oh, I have a boyfriend.
I don't know. Guys are guys. You sound too gay or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I had this girlfriend that was dating this guy. And they used to fuck about, I don't know, all night, literally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard of this, but it's like being taken to the fountain of youth. You know, it's like, I thought it was just a legend. And then she said, no, it's for real. And there was like a 20-year age difference between them.
Mm.
She goes, I've never been fucked like this in my life. And so when she'd fuck him, she'd be like, don't you know you have something special? He's like, no, I've always been able to do this. It's like they would fuck, rest. I mean, literally all night long. I haven't had that well, I've had somewhat close to that experience, but not like where the guy could go on hours. That was lovely.
Oh, thank you.
And by the way, thank you for my margarita.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Yummy.
Yes.
Did you know, Joe, this was a weird day you chose to do the show?
It is, really. Hmm.
Do you know why?
I don't know, but don't speak so close to the microphone.
Well, you know how I like things near my mouth.
That's true. That is true. Why don't you tell me about that if you want?
Why it's a special day or why I like things near my mouth?
Either or, my dear.
Well, we can get on the second part later.
Oh, okay.
Today's a weird day. Well, let's see. I have a kid. Mm-hmm. We all know that, just God knows. I talk about her enough, but I don't want us saying her name.
Mm-hmm.
And I dated a guy. and this is where your questions can come in, because I am probably the example of what you shouldn't do, but do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I dated a guy starting in 2000. We had a baby together. And out of the blue, Joe asked me to do a radio show today. And he didn't even know that I ended our, 7-year relationship? We've known each other since 1989, but have dated since 2000.
Wow.
I ended our relationship today. It's on pause.
On pause.
Well, I ended it completely. It's over.
I've heard, you know, you said you've ended it before.
This time is for real.
Mm.
This time is absolutely for real. I'm over it. I'm done. I'm through. There's nothing else to be said.
Now there's a little two-legged creature that's going to remind you of him forever.
I know. And I love my baby. But oh my god. I've never been in a breakup. I've had several relationships, first off, but I've never been in a breakup where I've had a kid with the person, so...
Well, I think since you only have one, that there's only been...
Hold on, sorry, I heard another voice.
Yeah, that's the thing, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. But I was just drunk.
Yeah. Oh, you were drunk and this child magically appeared?
No.
No?
No, what were you saying about not having kids with other people or something?
I don't know. Well, this is the part of the show where things start to bomb.
So, well, like I was saying, I've never dealt with a guy. I never dealt with a boy. Like, when I'm done with a guy, I'm done. You know, I'm mm-hmm. done. I can walk away and never look back.
That's right.
But this time...
Yeah, that was my dumbass.
Yeah, that was Joe. And they called me the virgin to the radio.
Well, sorry. I'm not eating the microphone.
You know how I like things close to my mouth.
I'm a comfortable distance away from the microphone, and I sound good. And I don't think anybody can hear my breath sounds. So that's why I'm saying, keep a nice little distance.
Okay.
Not, that's
yes, good. Professor Joe.
Thank you.
You got it.
Alrighty.
So I have to deal with him every motherfucking day of my life.
Yeah, that's right. Or his spawn.
I love his spawn. His spawn's not a problem. I have to deal with him.
Mm.
So I don't know how this is all going to unfold, because I officially closed the books. We were wishy-washy. It's officially closed. Done. Written off.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is there a specific reason why it's done?
He can't give me what I need.
Oh, really? What's that?
A commitment to move in.
Hmm.
And to have a backbone.
Okay. Interesting. Now, let's get to the thing about you said you like things being close to your mouth.
You boys, all about sex.
Well, I didn't go there to start, my dear. You left that door open. We went to the other thing first, but now there's the thing.
Okay, I heard this thing on a show once, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just get to it.
Okay.
Things close to my mouth. Do I like oral sex? Yes. It's okay sometimes.
Giving or receiving? You have to specify.
Oh, okay. Giving.
Giving.
I'll get back to the receiving part.
Okay.
Oral sex, actually, depending on the situation, it's really cool when someone's driving and you make them go out of control and you can give them sex orally. That's like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. It just depends on the person, I guess. It depends on the mood. It's on the menu. You can have it sometimes. I could go without.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a man enjoys it so much. I like giving men pleasure, so.
You know, I don't know any of my guy friends that do not enjoy receiving oral. I mean, it's so wonderful. And, you know, there are... You know, unfortunately, I've come to find that some women think that once, you know, that they have married their guy, that they don't have to do that anymore. And that's
not true.
That's such a shame. Guys need it. I mean, there's food, air, and blowjobs.
What about water or alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Food, water, air, and blowjobs. I mean, it's the four pillars of what is needed.
Well, you know, I have to think, I don't think I've ever not, well, probably when I was younger, I lost my virginity at 16.
Oh.
Don't worry, mommy.
I don't think that she thinks that you're a virgin anymore.
Yeah, that unfortunately came with telling her I was pregnant.
Yeah.
But the way I first told my mom I wasn't a virgin, oh, we gotta tell that story. Oh,
tell it.
Okay, but first...
No, tell that story first. Well, no, go back. Go on.
Okay, I don't think there's ever a guy I haven't given oral to. Maybe in my earlier years,
because
I didn't know any better and I didn't realize how much they like it and stuff. But I think it gives me a lot of pleasure. I want a lover who just wants to just soak all over my body. And if they're good at eating out, then long time it's good, you know. A man who doesn't mind a little direction, going, okay, that's enough on that area, get to this one, you know, type thing. Eating out's essential. Guys got to eat. A man's got to eat. If we're going to go down, you got to go down, because it works both ways.
That's true. But some guys don't like to go down. You know, you got to keep that thing in order, in shape. Can't be stanky. Can't have to be pulling hairs out of my mouth when I'm done. Can't hack up a fur ball.
Well, you have to get somewhat realistic that, in overall, pussies are not that pretty.
That's true.
If you look in the scientific book.
I know it's not pretty, but...
But it should smell good.
It shouldn't stink.
But some days...
And I shouldn't have to get a weed whacker to find things.
Well, some days girls can't help the smell no matter what they do, I think. I haven't had that problem.
See, I don't know. I do not have a vagina, so...
And the second thing is the weed whacker part. Okay, now I used to get Brazilian waxes all the time. For guys don't know what a Brazilian wax is.
Oh, they know. Guys know.
That's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get my Brazilian waxes, the step back is when your hair slowly starts to grow in, it gets really rough for the guy. You know? And there's a part where after the roughness where it grows in just a little, where it's perfect. So, I'm into nice and trim too. I don't want to see big, bushy girls in my face. I could see why a man wouldn't want to, but you should be happy to please us and do it no matter what, because the dick is not the most loveliest thing to go on. It makes most girls gag. Because it's like sticking a finger in your mouth, but bigger, hopefully.
Yes, generally it is.
And it's hairy down there. And guys, most of the time, don't realize it, but they stink. Guys don't think... This guy's thinking about us stinking? No, you guys have sweat and hair and balls down there. It stinks.
It's true.
It needs a wash rag. Before you're going to have sex, run into the restroom, wipe up.
Okay.
And just like, you know, we don't want to smell shit down there because a lot of women I know aren't that big on giving head in the first place. So it better freaking smell good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain many tricks giving head that makes it hot.
Okay.
Like when they spurt out, it's just so exciting because you just see how much control you have over it.
Mm-hmm.
When you just like have them going. Anyways, I've been talking for too long. Your turn.
Well... Wait a minute, you were going to talk about something else and I forgot.
Oh, telling my mom I lost my virginity.
Oh, that sounds like a great story. Oh, you're drinking it up. All right, hey.
Well, what about you? Do you like giving women oral?
I do. It's very entertaining. I don't know if that's the right word. It can be very sensual. If the conditions are right.
What conditions?
Either giving oral or just giving pleasure in general down there. It'd be very interesting. It'd be very fun to see the look on her face as she's having fun.
Having fun, huh?
I like that.
That's cool. And so many guys I've known have liked the position where you get on top of them and you put your stuff in their face and you give them head at the same time. Okay, I've done that for a long time. And the truth is, I'll tell you now. I mean, maybe I'm just freaking out of shape, but I'll tell you now, women don't really like that position. Why? Well, they can't come when they're sitting on your face and giving you oral. it's not in the body system. It's almost like, I don't know. It's almost like, I don't know, just like, it's just like gravitational impossible with the way the muscles work.
Okay.
If you're doing a good job down there for him. I don't think I can do my best work in that position.
Oh, okay. Now, how did you tell your mother that you lost your virginity?
Oh, fuck. It was too funny. I was drunk. First thing.
Yeah.
It was New Year's Eve, and I decided for the first time ever to have a huge, not a huge, but, you know, 20 people over for New Year's Eve. I thought, hey, why not, whatever. So I was dating this guy, Steve. I was dating Steve. We were friends forever, blah, blah, blah. My mom adored him because he was always chasing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't into him, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, we had a good time. It was New Year's Eve. And there were so many of us, and we had a huge living room. So we all slept in the living room. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom goes, I don't think you should. She pulls me into the other room, like in this little corner, you know, and I'm drunk. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, what's up? She sits me down on her bed, and she's all nervous. She's all sweating bullets. You could see it. And she was a little buzzed herself. Not as much as me, looking back, but she's just a tiny bit buzzed. She was all nervous, and she's getting ready to tell me something big, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, what's up? You need more to drink? You know, what's going on? Need more food? Did I do something to piss you off? And she whispers, like, nobody could have heard us anyway, because everyone was outside playing games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she whispers, I don't think you should sleep in the same sleeping bag as Steve. Because at that time, we were officially boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, I have to back it up to a little bit of this, more of the story. Okay. Is when we just moved in there, he helped me put my king-size bed together. So he'd been sleeping over often around that same time. The only thing that was different was we were friends when we were sleeping in the same bed before. And now we were boyfriend and girlfriend. So my mom goes, and so that's the backstory to that. Like, we've been sleeping in the same bed for weeks.
Yeah.
Not as boyfriend, girlfriend. So my mom goes, I know he's your boyfriend, but I really don't think you should be sleeping in the same bed.
Really?
Yeah. So I start laughing my ass off. And she's like, in her Filipino accent, I can't impersonate her, but she's like, what did I say? What happened? I said, is this a sex talk, Mom? And she goes, well, yeah. I said, Mom, you're 3 years too late. Don't worry about that. Oh. I already lost my virginity when I was 16 or 15. It's 3 years ago. I'm going to sleep in the sleeping bag. And I go, and I can't screw him anyways. Do you know how many people are in that room? And she was like, okay. She just, you know, just was like, her whole world came crashing down.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be boring to you, but it was a memory for me. I was drunk.
That's pretty funny.
Well, do mom and sons have that conversation? Or dad and sons?
My mom has told me a few times, or did tell me, you know, if you need to, I'll buy you some condoms. And she didn't, you know, so if you're going to do what you're going to do, just, you know, wear a rubber. I said, okay, Mom, I can buy them on my own, but yeah, I'll let you know.
That's her way of telling you she's not ready to be called grandma.
Yeah.
And she doesn't think you're ready to be a daddy.
That's true. You know.
Which is good.
She's, you know.
That's their way.
That, yeah, that's
just cover that sucker up and get that raincoat on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're, I would say, when I look at the bigger picture, because now I'm a free woman that doesn't want to date for now. I'm not looking for love. I'm looking for a nice life.
Okay.
And I have it, and I like it just the way it is. Other than, you know, a little sadness, and I'm sure I'm going to experience in these next couple of weeks. But I'm so used to being by myself with the baby, it's not a big deal. But when I look at you, you're like the average you know, 27-year-old OC guy that works and went to school and has his bachelor's and lives in OC trying to make it here and all that crap. And what's it like to be a single white man in Orange County? You're intelligent. You're funny. You could work on being nicer and kinder, though.
That, you know, that happens. That being nicer and kinder comes, you know, from me being stressed. And when I get stressed, I get angry and things like that. Now,
but there are times when you're not stressed that you're still a little bit of a jerk sometimes.
I know.
Like, where does that, like, I'm thinking you have, like, mommy issues or something.
I don't know.
Like, you look down on women. Like, did your dad look down on women?
I don't know. Why? Stop psychoanalyzing me. This is something that women do that guys don't. The guys don't psychoanalyze themselves. They don't want to be psychoanalyzed. Women think too much about everything.
I've been told that.
That's right. So stop it.
I can't.
Now,
I'm a woman. I have a vagina. This is what we do.
I know. But, you know, just ease off on it is all I got to say.
Well, I'm just saying that it seems like somewhere down the line, someone told you that you're better than women. And someone told me being pregnant is like being a man. Everyone tells you how good you look, and everyone tells you all the good things you do.
Well, hardly anybody's telling me how good I look, but, you know, whatever. Getting back to your original question, what it's like.
What it's like to be a 27-year-old in OC.
It's very nice. My only responsibility is paying my bills and going to work. I'm looking out for me, number one, and that's all. It's very nice.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, like, I don't have any kids. I'm currently single, though I'm working on changing that, but, you know.
Ooh, are you interested in?
Oh, we're not getting into that.
Oh, no. I divulged. You must divulge.
I am interested in women.
Is there one in particular?
There's some. I'm not getting into this right now. Until
afraid they could be listening?
That's a possibility, but you know what? There are certain things that I won't talk about on that on this show. And, you know, until the person I think agrees to be on the show, I won't talk about them.
Does that mean you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend, but I'm just setting some ground rules right now.
Okay.
That I'm free to break on, you know, whenever I want, because this is my show. So, yeah.
Ever consider me, Joe?
No, because you have a child.
I think you once did. Let's be honest.
No. No,
I
didn't.
Let's be honest.
No.
I think you're lying.
Okay, I thought about it, and 2 seconds later I said, no, she's got a kid. And at times she can drive me berserk.
In good and bad ways. Don't lie.
So, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but the bad tends to outweigh the good.
Sounds like a line from my ex.
Yeah.
But who dumped who today?
Whatever. I thought we were talking about me.
We're talking about you.
We are. Well, okay then.
So tell me kind of like, I don't know if you've ever told your listeners about...
We're eating brownie bites right now.
Yeah.
Speak so it up freaking while I'm chewing.
Brownie bites are the best. I'm looking at it. It's brownie bites with sprinkles in. It's the best. They're so good. And I'm having a
I'm glad my trainer isn't seeing me right now. I'm drinking beer.
Well, when's the last time you saw your trainer?
Last year, but it is January.
So that would make it 2006?
Correct.
What year of 2006?
What year of 2006? I think in 2006 of 2006.
But what month?
What month?
Sorry, did I say what year and what year?
Yes, you
dumb
did.
Fuck. Sorry.
That's right.
I don't fuck dumb. I just dumb sometimes.
Okay. October, November, maybe. I saw him. I haven't trained with him since maybe August. Oh, meeting another one.
Well, don't let him see you do this shit.
Yeah. And my roommate knows him, and they run into each other, and, you know, starts talking shit, telling me to get my ass in there, and, you know, same with him. So
do they say, like, oh, fuck, Joe's getting bigger? Hey, can we say that on this?
We can say whatever the fuck we want. Oh. The fucking FCC has no play over my show.
All right.
That's just wonderful hearing you chew.
Because I sure don't have money to pay fines.
Oh, good. So.
Silence.
Okay, that's interesting.
So, like, I don't know if you're, like I was saying before, I don't know if your listeners know your background. What do your listeners know about you? How many listeners you got?
I don't know. Me and I think my buddy. Do you listen on a regular basis?
No, because you said you keep playing the same show.
Well, I also haven't put out a show in a long time, though I'm doing, this is kind of a little odd for me. I've done 2 shows in the last 3 days, so, and I haven't put either of them out yet. So I guess I'm going to have to put one out, at least one tonight, and I'll maybe put this one out in a few days.
You're feeling the vibe. You're feeling the vibe.
I'm feeling things out. You know, I'm now have this good equipment that's, I think, sounding pretty good. And, you know, now that I think I'm starting to get the format that I want and, you know, things like that, then I'm going to start promoting, you know, and I didn't want to promote a piece of shit.
What format is this?
This is called, I don't know. It's called the Joe format. So.
Oh, fuck, I'm feeling really buzzed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
How long do we have to talk for, anyway?
I don't know. We've been talking for nearly 27 minutes, my dear.
Is that pretty good?
That's pretty good. We're pretty close to my longest show ever. I don't remember how exactly long my longest was, but. But the 20 to 30 minute range is what I'm always shooting for.
Cool.
Maybe we can go into my background at a later show, at a later time. But I don't know. Maybe we should put the wraps on this. What do you think?
Well, I have one last thing before we put the wraps on it.
Spit it out, honey.
The reason I thought you'd want me on your show is because I've done probably a lot of screwed up things.
Yeah.
So I think,
let's link you a cautionary tale.
Yes, so
don't have children out of wedlock.
That's one, and that sounds so old-fashioned, but yet it works. It's true. Yeah. So, is there any questions you want to ask me about anything?
Really? Questions?
Anything, and I mean anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something.
And then we can close the show.
Oh, okay.
And if your people want me back, I'll be here. If they hate me, oh, fuck them.
Well, yeah, that's right. Let me think. No, that's copyright music. We can't do that. Okay.
Think about it.
I don't know.
You know how screwed up my life has been.
Your life is pretty screwed up.
No, it's not. I mean, I count my blessings, okay? I shouldn't say it's screwed up, it is different and twisted.
You're alive, you know, that's one thing.
My mom didn't think I was going to make it past 17, so that's a very good thing. Oh,
guess so. Well, you know, I don't have a question right now.
Brought me on your show and you don't have a
question. I could bring you on another one and I'll, you know, you did most of the talking. Maybe I could, you know, start doing some interviewing the next time.
I'd
need
like
to work
that.
On that.
That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted you to do today.
But seeing that I only asked you to come on this show a couple hours ago and this is pretty impromptu, I haven't had the time to do any.
Top of your head.
Really, any show prep. Okay.
You know my schedule.
Can you do a handstand?
No.
Okay.
That's not a shocker.
All right. Well, some people can.
I could before.
But not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I could do a back bridge as well. I was in gymnastics for 4 years.
Interesting.
You can get in a lot of different positions.
Ah, interesting. So, okay, let's wrap this up. Hey, thanks for listening. This is Big Joe.
And Zyda.
Ooh, and Zyda. You can reach the show at beeronshow@gmail.com. Call our audio comment line at... at 206-666-JOE1. J-O-E-1.
Oh, can I say hi to all my cousins in P.I.?
Okay, where's P.I.?
Philippines.
Oh,
Philippines. Hi, all my cousins in the Philippines. You showed me a rocking good time, and I hope you guys tune in next time.
Rock out. Visit us on MySpace at myspace.com/beeronshow. Do you have a MySpace account there, Zaida? You want to plug it?
Sure, MySpace account. Well, I don't know.
Did
what
you
my
set the URL
is.
Thing?
I don't know what my URL is. You just type in my name. There, how many Zaidas can there be?
I don't know.
I didn't give away my last name.
Z-A-I-D-A.
Davis.
Davis. Okay. Do you you sure you want to reveal that?
I just did.
Okay. I haven't really revealed my last name. Not yet. I don't think I will.
If they go under my friends, they'll see you.
Yeah, but they won't know my last name.
Yeah, well.
Okay. So, all right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I've had a good old time here today. And make sure you tune in later for the next show.
Time to pee.
Okay. See you later, guys.